Well, for more on this, let's go to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon. The Taliban has owned up to conducting regular attacks on civilians. We report on it all the time here on TRT World. Why did the U.S. invite the group to Camp David? And more importantly, why rescind the invitation?
So, Regan, there is a massive scramble underway here in Washington this Sunday morning to try and explain all of this, and it has fallen to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has appeared on a variety of the Sunday television talk shows here in Washington. He is completely evading the question about when the invitation was issued to the Taliban and when it was rescinded. Certainly, it was noted here on Friday night when the White House put out the president's schedule for the weekend that what we had all understood was going to be a meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. We didn't know anything about the Taliban being invited to Camp David at that point, did not appear on the schedule. So there was some confusion here as to whether President Ghani was going to come to Washington or not. While Secretary of State Pompeo is not publicly being drawn on the timetable, privately, reporters here in Washington being briefed by Trump administration officials have learnt that over the course of the last few days, as President Trump and some of his closest advisers learnt the details of the agreement that had been brokered in Kabul with the Taliban by Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad, President Trump became increasingly concerned about the nature of the agreement and decided that the best way forward would be for he himself to wade into the negotiations. And so he decided, apparently, to invite President Ghani and Taliban representatives to Camp David. There's no explanation as to why he decided to do that so close to the anniversary of the September the 11th, 2001 attacks. A large number of Republicans in Congress have indicated over the last few days they are appalled by the idea, over the last few hours, that they are appalled by the idea that the Taliban might have been invited to Camp David. And so last night, President Trump announced he'd rescinded the invitation based on the last few days of attacks in Kabul. But there are many more questions here about all of this currently than there are answers.
Well, Mr. Marks, what does this mean then? Is the peace process dead?
For now, it certainly appears to be dead. The Secretary of State says that Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. special envoy, is being brought back to the United States. He, Mr. Khalilzad, has said absolutely nothing about the collapse of all of this, nor is it clear to what extent he had the backing of people like Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, or the National Security Advisor John Bolton, or the Defense Secretary Mark Esper, for the agreement that he had negotiated. But he, as you know, has put in an enormous amount of time into those conversations with the Taliban. He certainly firmly appeared to believe in the early part of last week that those conversations had reached fruition. Now everything appears to, at least for the moment, have been completely lost.
Mr. Marks, thank you for your thoughts. We always appreciate them here on TRT World. It's a pleasure.